Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. In this lesson, we are going to learn about the numbers and counting. And this is the part one of two-part series. So, we are going to start with the Sino-Korean numerals. So these, this way of speaking is actually derived from the original Chinese pronunciations, but so some pronunciations can resemble some of the original Chinese pronunciations, as in Japanese, for example. They have got Sino-Japanese numerals as well as native Japanese numerals. So Korean version also has Sino-Korean and Native Korean versions. It can be confusing at first, but once you know which is used for which, then you will be okay. Okay, so let's start with 1 to 10 first. So 1, 1, 1. Number 2 is 2, 2. 3 is 3, 3. Number 4 is 4, 4. Number 5 is 5, 5. Number 6 is 6, 6. Number 7 is 7, 7. Number 8 is 8, 8. Number 9 is 9, 9. Number 10 is 10, 10. So I'm going to read them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next. So from 11, what you do is say the number 10 first, so 10, and then the next number. For example, 11 is 11. 12 is 12, and so on. Okay, so 13 is 13, 17 is 17, 19 is 19. And let's look at the number 20. 20 is easy as well. So it's say the number of tens first. So 2, 10 means 20, literally 2 10. 30, 30, literally 3 10. And 50 is 50, 80 is 80, 90 is 90. And for other numbers in tens, you can say the numbers as in 21, 2 10 1, which means 21, 21, 22. 22, literally 2 10 2. And 32 is 32. 45 is 45. 57 is 57. 89 is 89. Now we are on to hundreds. So 100 is 100. 101 is 101. Yes, you've guessed it, right? So, and 105 is 105, and 127 is 127. So 100 to 10 7. So it's quite intuitive, isn't it? And 200 is 200, 219, 324, 508, 731, 945. Okay, now we are on to thousands. 1,000 is chun, and 1,001 is chun il, and so on. So chun 35, 1,035, 2,427, and 8,492. Now we are on to the 10,000. And in Korean, we say man, So there are two, I mean, there are four zeros after the number. So that's man. So 10,000 is man, and 10,002 is man yi. Man yi. And so on. Okay, so 만34, 2673, 84832. Now we are on to the 100,000, and from 100,000, so the Korean counting system resembles that of the English one. So for 100,000, you say 10만. So 10,000. So 10만, 10만, and 100만, 100만, 100만 is 1 million, but it's 100만 in Korean. And then 천만, 천만, that's 10 million. And the next is 억, 억, which is I believe it's 100 million, right? So 100, I mean 억, 억, and then it goes to 10억, 100억, then 천억, then 조. So you can see that in Korean, the way we say these numbers change every four zeros, whereas in English, the name changes every three zeros. So from just numbers to 1,000 to million and to billion, whereas in Korean it is from man and 억 and then 조. Okay? And for the next exercise, try to read them out. So I'm gonna help you for the first five one. Randomly I'm gonna choose five, and hopefully you'll be able to know what number I've just said, okay? So 11, 11. That was 11. What about this? 56, 56. That was 56. What about this one? 202, 202. That was 202. What about 2500, 2500? That was 2500. And what about this one? 1500, 1500. And that was 10,500. And I'll try to read this one out as well. 53,847. So that's 53,847. Okay, now we are on to the dates. So for the dates, it's also the reverse of the English counterpart. For example, 28th of January 2010 becomes 2010 January 28th in Korean. So it's 2010년 1월 28일. And 2011년 10월 17일. So notice we say 10월, not 10월 for October. So that's 10, but we say 10월, not 10월. Okay, so we are on to minutes. So for AM, it's 오전, 오전, and 9시 38분. So we are focusing on the minutes only here, because for hours we use native Korean numerals. So just look at the minutes. So that's 38 minutes, 38분, and 19 minutes, 19분, and PM is 오후, 오후 6시 19분. So 38분 and 19분, 38 minutes and 19 minutes. And now we are on to prices. The Korean currency is called won, and its symbol is W with two straight lines, and it is pronounced 원. So just read 12,800 won. 12,800 won. 12,800 won. And 39,130 won. That's 39,130. 39,130 won. Okay, so that's the end of the audio recording for the numbers and counting part 1. And the numbers and counting part 2 will be up tomorrow, hopefully. Okay, so thank you all for listening.